Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
Plastic made from milk? It could be a reality thanks to research happening on the UW-Madison campus. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. Grace Enzien is a master's student studying biology. She will soon be starting her PhD. She works in the Tim Donahue Lab, where she's exploring how to use dairy product waste in a unique way. Grace, tell us more about the research you're doing.
So essentially what we're trying to do is we're trying to make D-lactic acid from dairy co-products using an engineered strain of L. plantarum. And so what I mean by dairy co-products is, so the dairy industry is a $1 billion industry, particularly in Wisconsin. But in doing so, they're generating an abundance of waste product. This waste product is really rich in organic material, so it causes it to have a high biological and chemical oxygen demand. So if you spread that over the land or into the rivers or different streams, it's actually going to affect aquatic life and crop yield. So that's why there needs to be another solution to get rid of waste. You could feed it to your animal feedstock, and you could go through wastewater treatment. However, wastewater treatment is pretty expensive, and animal feedstock is just not feasible in the long run.
So we aren't talking about manure here when you say waste. Your focus is on what's left over from processing dairy products, which is what you're calling a co-product.
So what I mean is by dairy co-products is whey. The products that are coming from making different types of cheeses, Greek-style yogurt, even the milk you sell in the store. So I'm talking about Greek acid whey, I'm talking about ultra-filtering milk permeate, and cottage cheese acid whey.
Your research is focused on using some of those components from those co-products, but you've got a unique angle. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So essentially, these dairy co-products are rich in lactose, and it's a very cheap source of lactose and other essential nutrients that microbes love to eat. So what we're doing is we're feeding it to the microbes, and we're letting the microbe undergo microbial fermentation in order to produce a value-added product for us. In this case, I'm interested in D-lactic acid and, in addition, L-lactic acid.
So what do you do with those pieces once you've figured them out?
D and L-lactic acid can be used in order to make polylactic acid, which is a biodegradable biopolymer that is environmentally more friendly than petroleum-based plastics. It breaks down at roughly 180 days compared to years that petroleum-based plastics take to break down. And it's used in a plethora of industries, including automotive, textile. However, the major bottleneck is it's roughly 60-80% more expensive to make. So my research is essentially making a cheaper form of the precursors, D and L-lactic acid, that someone else can take to make L-lactic acid.
So your research is paving the way for dairy to break into something that's really unexpected. How far out would you say we are from having dairy plastics available commercially?
Very much in the early stages. However, my PI, I'm co-advised by Tim Donahue and also Dan Noguera. Tim is the director of the Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Group, along as being the director of the Wisconsin Energy Institute. And Dan is also a high member in both those groups. And the main focus of both those groups is to take different types of waste and make value-added products. So we're still very much in the early stages, at least when it comes to dairy waste, but it's a step forward.
What else should we know about your research, Grace?
That in general, the goal of the Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Group, my research is we're just taking waste and we're creating value-added products using microbes in a way to hopefully be not as reliant on fossil fuels and help the environment.
And in the end, this also helps the dairy industry reach their sustainability goals, right?
Yeah, we're helping sustainability in the dairy industry, and we're also generating money. So I think it's a win-win.
That was Grace Enzien, a soon-to-be PhD candidate in microbiology on the UW-Madison campus. Her research is part of the work that has funding from the Dairy Innovation Hub. You can learn more about the hub by visiting dairyinnovationhub.wisc.edu. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.
Rain gear? can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.